got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
It's perfectly simple. Just take the knob and turn it clockwise. What are we supposed to do? Spend the rest of our lives in a house without windows? Now here is the living room.
And welcome to the Reach Radio Show. This is the place where the coolest real estate professionals gather for the best real estate news, money-saving tips, along with the latest home buying facts and community information. Our mission at Reach is placing families in a home, not just a house. Well, good afternoon. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder, our effervescent producer here. Reach Radio says today's real estate marketplace is recovering in your favor. And if you're ready to become a homeowner, then call the good folks at Reach right now and let them know you're looking for a place to call home. Reach counselors have the latest information about how you may benefit from their newly acquired inventory of South Florida properties. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Or you may check out the website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Well, coming up on today's show, Jolly St. Nick is here with some holiday cheer, some nuggets of nutmeg, and some old-fashioned Christmas stories. Aha! We said Christmas. Santa is on his way. Then Steve Cody checks in at the bottom of the hour with the latest real estate news and a special story about an assault with a disgusting weapon. That should be interesting. And then after the news Hammer the Scammer segment, Rick Snyder has the latest on chips. I think that's the California Highway Patrol. No, I think it's chips, computer chips, and how they are scamming you. It's the original chip shot. You'll like this. And then in our house segment, Carlton Thompson, a resident pest control freak, is here with a message for anabophobiacs. In 35 minutes, you'll be looking up the truth in our house. And of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week has a special message from Pat Tracy and Associates and her bundle of home package for you. She's got some down payment and mortgage assistance programs. Stay tuned for that. But right now, there we go. Let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. And here with the headlines, Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, Senor Jefe.
Yeah.
According to lender Freddie Mac, most people don't know that they can buy a home with only 3% down. Now, to boost homeownership, Freddie is partnering with many faith-based organizations and other nonprofits like Reach as a way to attract more potential buyers to its 3% down payment mortgage product. If you took some liberties on your 2014 federal taxes, you picked a good year to do it. The odds of a taxpayer facing an IRS audit fell to the lowest level in more than a decade during 2015. This according to preliminary data from the tax agency, presumably because there are cuts in their office. The Supreme Court is not going to hear an appeal from shareholders who claim that Standard & Poor's rating firm made false statements about its rating of risky mortgage investments. That's, you may recall, what helped to trigger the financial crisis. Also, even if Florida gets blasted by 4 hurricanes in one season like it did a decade ago, 67 Florida-based companies tested by the state have enough of a financial cushion to handle the damage. This according to a new report that was given to the state's financial regulators. And home price appreciation for the year ended in September and ranged from 10.4% in Colorado to 0.9% in Mississippi. Florida, at 7.8%, ranked 7th. Also, we have a story about how you can live like a rock star if you happen to have $19.5 million laying around. And, of course, we have the story that Jefe was telling us about, a 48-year-old woman put in jail for attacking her husband with something really really gross. Those stories and more coming up at the bottom of the hour.
I can't wait. Well, when we return, there are 48 days until the anniversary of that well-known day, which comes every year on or about December the 25th. In celebration of this august event, we have in the studio today the guy that makes sure that the children in our community are enjoying the holiday.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know face is wrong. I'm a lonely boy.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know play wrong. Ain't got no home, I know face wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, letting you in on a little Reach Radio special. Are you fed up with renting? Are you considering home ownership? If that's your passion, then you need to know about Reach's first-time homebuyers workshop. This workshop is a set you up with government financing, down payment assistance, and many other home financing options. When you complete this six-hour class, you will be officially qualified by HUD to receive all those government benefits. And during the holiday season, there's still a way that you can qualify and get into the homebuyers workshop, because not until January the 24th is our next workshop, but you may go online and take the course there. And that is, of course, at www.reach4housing.org. And if you look up in the programs tab in the menu bar, you'll see a drop-down menu. Just select first-time home buyer button. And when the page loads, you will see a little blue box down near the bottom of the page blinking with a big message that says, click here to take the online course. And you should do that, because it's only $125, and that qualifies you again for all that government assistance and government programs. That's why they do that. For additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyers workshop and dates, call the good folks at Reach right now, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Now, just to let you know, the first-time homebuyers workshop is mandatory if you want to qualify for government assistance. And we all know that a first-time home buyer is someone who hasn't owned a home in the last three consecutive years.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
All right, our first guest hails from the North Pole sometimes. He just flew in from Vegas, and man, are his arms tired. Woohoo! Actually, Roy Strohacker is our special Santa today, and on the other days, he's an active member of the law enforcement community. We won't mention which one, but I can tell you this, meeting him as Santa is the better way to go. Roy Santa, Santa Roy, welcome to the Reach Radio Show again. It's time for the season, isn't it?
Absolutely. Ready to go.
Yep. We have the toy drive, and I know it's only November, folks, but, you know, if we don't get started now, by the time Christmas rolls around, the sleigh will be empty, as they say.
Well, we're doing a toy drive for the Children's Medical Services, and the toys have to be delivered on December the 12th, so the first part of December, to make sure they get wrapped, separated where they have to go and everything, and distributed. So it's a good idea to start it in November and get
sure.
it going.
Yeah, I know that usually they wait until after Thanksgiving, but I think every year it creeps up a little bit, and I think right after Halloween now, boom, it's Christmas.
Yeah, look at the ads on TV. They already started the Christmas ads.
That's right. So, well, but this is a special cause, and we have to get ready. We have to do things ahead of time, or there won't be Christmas for a lot of needy boys and girls in our community. And you've been doing this for 7 years now, right?
Yeah, the first year we did it, I wanted to find an idea. I have done the Santa Claus with my wife, Mrs. Claus, for going on 40 years now. And we decided at one point to decide what we wanted to do as far as helping the kids. And we noticed on your sister channel here, 105.5,
right,
with Mo and Sally, that they did a Children's Medical Services. So I got my Masonic Lodge involved the first year, and we raised like 40-some toys. Last year was our sixth year, and we got the district involved, all the lodges in the district.
Right. That's the Masonic lodges, right?
Right.
Those are good
all
guys.
All Masonic lodges, yeah. The Scottish Rite, the Eastern Star, the Ladies' Court. Mm-hmm. And last year we raised over 1,000 toys,
wow,
which we delivered to Mo and Sally for the Children's Medical Services, which benefits the kids who really need it, and for medical purposes, the kids in the hospitals and their families.
Yeah. Now, you said you've been doing this for 40 years. What did you start when you were like 6 years old? I mean,
no.
Folks, you should see. I know it's radio. You should see his beard. It's all the way down to mid-chest, right? I mean, that's a long beard. That looks great.
Yeah, I started out with a fake beard, usual, and then I grew a beard working vice division, and I bleached it one time, and that was a mistake. And it turned white, and this is where we're at today.
You had no choice, right? Well, that must have been fun. You were working in vice, and you had the long beard?
Yes.
Ooh. Did you catch a lot of flack from the guys?
Well, it wasn't white then, so, you know. More like the biker style, you know.
Ooh. Yeah, but look at the great feeling and the joy that you get, and you're helping out the kids. I mean, what's wrong with helping out the kids? So now you've expanded. You're into your seventh year, and I think last year you had a great story. You were at the Walmart doing something. Tell us about that.
Well, we went to deliver the toys to Mo, which was at the time was at a Walmart store, and we had so many toys we needed to put them in the back of a trailer.
Right.
And so they piled all the toys in the trailer and then put a chair in there, and I sat down. They closed the doors. And you talk about riding around in the dark while someone's pulling this trailer around. It's a scary thing because you're holding on, not where you're going. And then
is that legal?
I don't know, but when we stopped, they opened the doors. Of course, I popped out, and it was great because any people standing around there saw it. But we enjoyed doing that, and it's been really fantastic.
And when you give the toys out, how does that work? Is that a
we deliver them to Mo and Sally, who then puts them inside I believe it's a trailer they have there, a big one, and then they distribute to the Children's Medical Services, who right. I believe separates them, wraps them, and gets them ready for the Christmas season. So
now, what kind of toys? Now, actually, folks, we're looking for you to help us out here. Take a toy and wrap it up, and in the next segment, we have something that we can give back to you for doing that for us. But what type of toys should we be looking for?
Well, any age group, from toddlers up into teenagers, but stuff they can get active with. We look like footballs, baseball equipment for kids, dolls, stuff like that that the kids can use and be active with. The only thing is they're unwrapped. Please bring them to us unwrapped, and that way they can sort out by age group for what they need to do, and then they do the wrapping. But
you mean like wrapping, right?
Yes. And then the thing is once they set that up, and also if you don't like to shop, my wife and I will do the shopping and go out and we'll take donations and go out to the shopping. And just so everybody out there knows that every penny of money that comes in from donations is used for buying gifts. If we're down to $10 and we want to buy something, I'll throw the difference in to make sure we spend all the money.
I was just going to say, I know you would probably do that. Well, we got $10 left, and we need this $20 gift, so I'll reach in my pocket. He does that all the time, folks. I know him. Let's give you Roy's phone number there. Santa Roy, if you want to give him a call, find out how you can make a donation. It's 561-588-1802. 561-588-1802. Give Santa a call, and can we sit on your knee?
Absolutely.
Maybe that would work. Ho, ho, ho. I love that. And do the ho, ho, ho. I love that. And that's pretty good. Roy, Santa just got out of the hospital, and to do the ho, ho, ho like that was an accomplishment. You can also check out his website. It's www.southfloridasanta.com. www.southfloridasanta.com. Check out the website or give him a call at 561-588-1802 and see if we can't get some gifts there for you. Help out these kids because it's really all about the kids.
Absolutely. That's what the whole thing is. That's what the Christmas holiday, to see smiles on kids' faces.
All right. So now we already said the drop-off point is where?
Well, the drop-off point, if you give me a call, we'll come pick it up. You know, but
we're having a
breakfast coming up, which and if you can bring the toys there, we have an all-you-can-eat breakfast for $2.50 if you bring an unwrapped toy in. And that's on the November 29th at 2000 North D Street, D like in David,
right,
in Lake Worth. That's the Scottish Rite Center there.
Right.
And it's a big all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet style. Just bring in a toy.
We're going to talk about that breakfast a little bit in the next half here, but I can tell you right now, folks, if you leave there hungry, it's your own fault.
But you give me a call, we'll arrange to get the toys picked up, or you can mail a check I can give you a mailing address to mail the check to if you'd like to mail us a check.
Do you have a turbo engine on that sled there? Because believe it or not, we have a few listeners in Jacksonville. We have some listeners in Pittsburgh, and we have some listeners in California.
We'll work it out.
We'll work it out. That's what I like. And Steve, of course, he wants to know what you're doing with the naughty girls list.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I have a naughty and nice list, and it's separated. And by the way, Al, you're still on the list, but you're on the wrong side.
I'm on the wrong side.
But I do have a list, and I know I was asked about the naughty girls. I was going to put it on eBay, but I'm not ready to retire yet. So.
Yes, folks, we're just kidding around. You know that. But these kids come from hospitals. These are sick kids. Kids that couldn't normally afford to have a decent Christmas, and when you have all the medical bills piling up on top of you and everything else, this is a really good thing. It's good for the heart, too. Okay? There we go. After the break, Santa has some advice for all those good little boys and girls. And again, you're still dealing with that list, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. I think it's a different type of a list. Stay tuned for that. Santa is on deck. We'll be right back.
No home, I know place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder, and we have been speaking with Santa Roy. That's Roy Strohacker, a.k.a. Santa Claus, and he's on a mission this Christmas, making a super run through Palm Beach County for the children to help them out in their situation, be it good or bad. Roy Strohacker, thanks for sharing your Saturday with us.
Thank you very much for asking me.
Well, listen, we got to help out the kids, and Christmas is, you know, we're saying the word Christmas. Can you believe that? It's not a holiday season. It's actually Christmas.
Yes.
You know, let me ask you a question. When you you go out and you get people to give the gifts to mainly through the hospital, do you have anybody that's not affiliated with the hospital that uses or could use a little extra help this Christmas? Is it anybody or is it just the
Well, our toy drive is strictly for the Children's Medical Services, but there are several other organizations that raise money, Toys for Tots, another one, for example,
right.
of that type, that are out there. So there's a lot of different organizations who raise money, but our toys are strictly raised for the Children's Medical Services.
That's perfect. Nothing wrong. You know, if you're a kid, you've been in a hospital, and you know what it's like, and you actually, you're dressed up as the man that day, right?
Absolutely.
Let me ask you, are you gonna put some pillows in this year?
I don't know yet. I do know that we make rounds. Like Christmas Eve, for example, my wife and I, we do two hospitals in which we go in and we donate our time. We go see the kids in the hospitals, the emergency rooms, and kids are there. And it's heartwarming to go in and see a little child sick on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And we'll give them a toy and talk to them and stuff there. And it's just a great feeling, you know.
Yeah, it's the best. And let me tell you again, I'm sorry, folks, it's radio, but Santa Roy and his wife are the best-looking Santas I've ever seen. And I don't think you wasted any extra cash on the outfits either. Those are nice the red coat that you have.
Oh, with the gold thread through it?
Yeah.
I got to thank Mrs. Claus for that. She made that.
Aha.
She makes my outfits.
All right. You hear that, Mom?
I grow the beard. She makes the outfits.
Nothing wrong with that. Now, is there a, I know we talked a little bit about what kind of toy to get, but what about the price? Is it like 10 to 100, or what are we looking
for?
A lot of
gifts we get are, you know, $4, $5, $6 range. Mm-hmm. So it's that and up, whatever you do, as long as it's a new unwrapped toy, you know.
Right. And that helps them out. Again, the phone number for Santa Roy, 561-588-1802. 561-588-1802. And I can't believe it. He said he'd come to where you are and pick up the toys.
Yes.
Man, that's pretty dedicated right there. All right, now let's talk about the breakfast. Now, the Scottish Rite is where the breakfast is. That's 2000 North D Street in Lake Worth.
Correct.
Just a little bit north of 10th, south of Forest Hill there, a little bit off Federal Highway, right? Or Dixie, they call
Dixie
it.
Dixie Highway, yeah. Right by the ball fields in Lake Worth. There's a big water tower there.
Right. Now, I can tell you, because I have filled up my belly there several times, the omelets are top notch. And I can tell you, not just one. You could have two. Or three, or four. But I'd love to see you eat two. Those guys, what do they take, four or five eggs and throw it
in
there?
Oh, yeah, they mix them up.
It's the best omelet that you've ever had. Not counting the pancakes and the French toast.
Sausage, bacon, grits.
Yeah, everything. It's better than a restaurant. And it's
prices.
Only $5. $5, and that's a donation, of course. And this 29th
of November, if right. You bring an unwrapped toy, then the cost is only $250 per person for the buffet.
How can you beat that?
We're just hoping to get a lot of toys in for that mm-hmm. that particular breakfast. But it's open to anybody that wants to come. You come on in.
Well, it's Santa, folks. Don't be scared. It's just a beard.
That's right.
Don't be scared. It's just a beard. So do you ever get any kids that are like, freaked out? I mean, I saw somewhere that clowns scare kids more than anything else.
You get kids who come in, and there's age groups, like the 2-year-olds,
right.
You know, the 1-year-old, 2-year-olds, the three. They don't, they're not really happy about sitting on Santa's lap. And then, of course, as they get older, you know, the 5 and 6, 7, it's no problem at all at that age.
Yeah.
And babies are no problem.
Right.
And then when you get into the 23, 24, 25-year-old, that's no problem
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, right. Yeah, those 23-year-old girls, that's tough when they sit on your knee, right?
The babies tend to leak.
Yeah, you got to be careful of that.
I wonder what Mrs. Claus would say. Well. All right, so now you've been doing this again for 7 years. As we said before, last year you had over 1,000 toys, and you want to beat the record this year. Not a bad idea. How are you? You're just getting started.
Yes.
So, folks, we don't have a report on the toys, but, you know, I think maybe not next week, the week after you come back in again?
We've got about 100 toys already, I believe, and we've gotten commitments to about $350, so.
Wow. Okay,
right,
that's probably through those crazy Masons, right? That,
yes.
The Masonic Lodge folks. Yeah, he's when he started this 7 years ago, it was just him. You heard him say that. And now he's got, there's 9 Masonic Lodges in the district here. That are chipping in and helping out.
And the Scottish Rite.
It's Scottish Rite and a bunch of other
Eastern
affiliated.
Stars, yeah, yeah, all of them.
That's right. We got to get the Grotto involved in that, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, you have the number 561-588-1802, 561-588-1802, or you can check out the website at southfloridasanta.com. Of course, www.southfloridasanta.com. Let's make this year a pretty dang good year for the kids.
Thank you very much for having me here, and have a safe holiday, Thanksgiving, and Christmas.
Great. Well, thank you for your help and your assistance. All right, we're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show directly after the news. Hammer the Scammer is here. Rick Snyder has the latest info about the California Highway. Oh, no, we did that. It's the CHIPS program there. They're scamming the CHIPS already. Then Carlton Thompson, our resident pest control freak, is here today with a message for anablephobiacs. We'll be looking up that definition in our house just a few moments away. And then Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week has a special bundle just for first-time home buyers. A bundle? Wait until you hear what this offer is. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, it's Reach Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour with a guy who knows more about Shinola than a fertilizer salesman. It's Reach Radio's effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir. Home shoppers no longer need to tremble all the way to the lender's office or the bank or have nightmares over being denied a home loan. all the troubles that have been prominently spotlighted by news reports in recent years, a new report confirms that it is getting easier to get a mortgage. And as a bonus, borrowing costs are still low. Over the past year and a half, the federal government and other enterprises have taken several steps to open up the credit box. And those efforts might finally be showing some signs of paying off. And there's more good news for buyers. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage continues to remain well below 4%. Freddie Mac reported the average was 3.79 nationwide for the week ending October 29th. According to lender Freddie Mac, most people don't know that they can buy a home with only 3% down. To boost homeownership, Freddie is partnering with faith-based organizations and other nonprofits like REACH, for instance, as a way to attract more potential borrowers to its 3% down payment mortgage product. In recent years, many faith-based groups switched their attention from home buyer outreach programs to foreclosure prevention because the financial crisis took a toll on many existing homeowners. Freddie hopes that some of these groups will again start to focus their efforts on home ownership. The initiative includes financial education seminars, counseling sessions hosted by faith-based bodies that will use materials that are provided by Freddie Mac. The mortgage finance giant also has partnered with Quicken Loans and other lenders and other nonprofits to promote its 3% down payment program. Well, if you took some liberties on your 2014 federal taxes, you picked a good year to do it. The odds of a taxpayer facing an IRS audit fell to the lowest level in more than a decade in 2015. This, according to preliminary data from the tax agency. The audit coverage rate, the percentage of tax returns the IRS examined, either in person or by mail correspondence, dropped to 0.84%. That rate was the lowest since 2004, and the decline marked the third consecutive year with audit coverage below 1%. IRS personnel audited slightly more than 1.2 million individuals during the fiscal year. The preliminary data shows that that marked a 1.1% decline from 2014, nearly 22.5% drop from 2010. As a result, audit collections this year dropped to $7.32 billion. That's the lowest level since 2002. The Supreme Court will not hear an appeal from shareholders who claim the Standard & Poor rating firm made false statements about its rating of risky mortgage investments that helped to trigger the financial crisis. The justices last week let the lower court ruling stand, and they threw out a lawsuit filed by the Boca Raton Firefighters and Police Pension Fund against S&P's parent company, McGraw-Hill. Federal appeals court ruled 2-1 that statements about the integrity and credibility of S&P's credit rating used routine generic language and that they did not mislead investors. The shareholders argue that false statements regarding a central aspect of the company's business were enough to violate federal security laws. Well, even if Florida gets blasted by four hurricanes in one season like it did a decade ago, 67 Florida-based insurance companies tested by the state have enough financial cushion to handle the damage, according to a report that was released by financial regulators on Monday. Although the report contained little specifics for customers to compare carriers, the state's chief financial officer, Jeff Atwater, praised those results. He said the report shows that every Florida-based insurer passed a stress test scenario, and that should inject a new level of confidence in Florida's rebounding insurance industry. The new testing ran all 67 insurance companies through the storm models that are based on three past historic storms, the 1947 Lauderdale storm, the 1921 Tampa Bay storm, and 2004 season in which four storms hit Florida, leading to 1.6 million insurance claims. But the report shows some companies perform significantly better than others. Unfortunately, they did not spell out which of those companies. Home price appreciation for the year ending in September ranged from 10.4% in Colorado to 0.9% in Mississippi, according to CoreLogic. Florida's 7.8% appreciation ranked in seventh place. Everyone live like a rock star? Here's a shot. Singer and piano man Billy Joel has put two properties in Manalapan on the market. He's asking $19.5 million for the mansion on Southern Boulevard on South Ocean Boulevard, and another $9.5 million for the vacant lot next door. The listing agent wouldn't confirm that Joel is actually the seller, but property records show that he is the owner. He's owned those two properties for quite some time. Last year, he paid $11.8 million for the vacant lot and $6.5 million for the house. The house went under a massive renovation, in the past year, according to the listing agent. And then there's this. A 48-year-old woman was jailed after investigators say she attacked her husband with a toilet lid. Sebastian police arrested Angela Austin Knight on a battery domestic violence charge in an incident that involved booze and a commode lid. As an officer traveled to the scene, the husband told the dispatcher that he had, quote, locked himself in the bathroom at the scene. Police spotted Austin Knight through a broken window. She was standing in the kitchen holding a bottle of booze. The husband said that he and his wife argued, and at some point, they went outside. Then, he said, Austin Knight grew more violent, and she started to chaotically swing the toilet lid cover in his direction, hitting him in the face and the body. See, sometimes, even in a good marriage, the stuff hits the fan.
Producer question here.
Yes.
Was it the toilet seat lid?
It was the tank lid.
The
on
tank
the back.
Lid. Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, I wanted just to clarify.
Big, heavy piece of porcelain.
Yeah.
She must be a hefty woman.
Yeah,
and after she smacked him, he said, "Thanks a lot."
Oh.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, thanks a lot. Oh, no, 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 no,
good one,
no.
Man.
Thanks for the memories.
You know, we should do one show of nothing but stupid, crazy stories because you can't make this stuff up.
No, boy, you can, but we don't.
Yeah. Well, no, speaking about making things up, Rick.
Yes.
Just as we predicted, it's time to hammer the scammer, because they're out there. We must be aware. This week's report brought to you by reachforhousing.org. They say reach for the dream in 2015 simply because you can. Our show producer, Rick Snyder, is here with some running scams and some chip scams. And what do you have? Chip
scams.
You
know, last week we talked about the new chip credit card, and we got a lot of feedback on that. People wanted more information. So if you have a new credit card with a small silver or gold stamp on it, you got one. You got a new chip card. So what does that mean? There are newfangled credit and debit cards embedded with a microchip. They're in the mailbox. They're going to see them from now on coming in to replace your old cards. They're supposed to make transactions more secure and reduce the risk of credit and debit card fraud, something we certainly applaud. But you know what? The scammers are already figuring ways around it. And they can spot the chip on your card just like you can.
You know what? I have an idea.
Yes.
Why don't we just take a certain part of the federal budget and just anybody that wants to be a scammer, just pay them a paycheck every week.
Well, there you go. Yeah, pay the scammers.
Yeah, just pay them. I think they did that years ago, but
do you want me to take the bumper out?
No. Go ahead.
Yeah, all right. First of all, you're going to get the card in the mail, period. You will not get a phone call asking about your chip card.
You're talking about the credit card.
Yes, yeah. The chip credit card. So the scammers are going to be calling you saying, did you get your card? We need to verify it. They will never call you. The credit card company will never call. So the scammers figuring, I got a golden opportunity to phone people or email people explaining their cards need to be updated or replaced and then ask them to confirm card and account details. The fact is the card issuers are not contacting users by phone or email to confirm card details. That's it. Don't talk about your card on the phone or respond to an email that asks you questions, even if the emails contain copied card logos to make them look real.
Or if they sound like they're really sharp and they know what they're doing, because I think a lot of people...
Scammers work on that.
Yeah, they do. They practice on sounding professional,
sure.
And they are right there, and it sounds so good. But you know what? Just hang up on them.
There's never any reason to give out your card information over the phone or online to anyone. You don't give your card information out. When you get the card, and it will come to your mailbox, as with any other new credit or debit card, it will be accompanied by instructions on how to activate it. You make the call. That's the only confirmation action you need to take. And usually, you won't be asked to rekey your card number. Just call them up and say, I got it. That's it. In every other respect, using a chip card is no different from the way you used your previous card. You'll still have to use the card and security number when buying online or over the phone.
Well, it's a little different.
Yeah.
You do have to, there's a different slot
right.
that you push the card into, and it reads that little chip. That, but they told us that this was going to be the safest method, that nobody could hack it.
Bad news, chip cards can still be counterfeited using stolen data, and because the magnetic strip is still there, information can still be stolen from these two if they're swiped through a compromised card reader, somebody that's tampered. By the way, when you do insert your little chip card in there, mm-hmm. don't take it out, because it takes a second
right.
for the reader to decipher what the card is saying.
Sort of like Chips Ahoy.
The FBI says consumers should closely safeguard the security of their new cards. This includes being vigilant in handling, signing, and activating a card as soon as it arrives in the mail, reviewing credit card statements for irregularities, and promptly reporting lost or stolen credit cards to the issuing bank.
Wow.
So they can still get you one way or the other. It's up to you. Be careful what you do with this card, as with all cards. You know, we have another minute or so here.
Yeah, go ahead.
We found some ways to guard against fraud system-wide. Here's how scammers work.
What do you mean? Credit card fraud
all
or
scammers.
Just all fraud?
You know, across the board.
Okay.
How to learn how they do it. Phantom Riches describes when a scammer dangles the prospect of wealth but can't provide it because the prospects don't exist. Profiling occurs when scammers develop a victim profile, that's you, by asking a series of personal questions to pinpoint your emotional trigger.
Ooh.
Once they know what your emotional trigger is, they can hone in on which specific types of scams work best on you. Scarcity is another way to play on your emotions. The con offers a product or service that's only available for a short time for somebody special like you, so don't miss out. In other words, if something is rare or scarce, it must be more valuable. But usually it's fake, so watch out for that stuff. And if you're scammed, try to keep those tactics in mind as you listen to or read a pitch from someone or some organization, particularly one you don't know. Do your research, find out exactly who you're dealing with, and never, ever give your personal information back to somebody in an email or on the phone or at your door. People are knocking on doors now trying to scam you. It's everywhere.
A friend of mine told me that his phone rang one night, and it was somebody giving him a pitch. He didn't know if it was a scam or not, but he let the guy finish his pitch.
Yeah.
And he said, well, listen, I'm really busy right now, but if you give me your home phone number, I'll call you back tonight at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And the guy says, I'm not giving you my home phone number. And he goes, well, why not? I thought you wanted to do business with me. And he goes, I don't want people bothering me at home. And he goes, exactly.
Good idea. I've said to people like that, scammers, hold on, I'll be right back.
And just leave it there.
I wonder how long they hold.
Yeah, not very long.
They'll be right back.
And you know what? If it's a legitimate company, they'll probably hold.
Yeah.
So that might be another.
But I don't go back.
And here's another scam.
I wouldn't buy anything
folks.
On the phone ever.
No.
Right.
Legitimate or not.
That's it. I just happened to see this. That's why I'm going to mention this. Rick talked about this probably 5 or 6 weeks ago. It's the gas station pump scam.
Yes.
I'm not talking about the ones where they put the little reader inside. I'm talking about the one where they take the hose from the left side of the gas pump.
It's amazing.
And change it to the right side of the pump and vice versa. They take the other. They switch hoses.
Yes.
So, listen, it only takes a second just to look up and see if the hose that's coming out of the side of your side is the one. That what they do is they switch the hoses. The guy puts his card in, and he puts the nozzle in, and he hits the button.
It's not working.
Well, no, it is working.
On the other car.
It's working
it's
on the other
the
side.
Bad guy's car.
Yeah, it's filling the bad guy's car. So they switch the hoses. My gosh. It's not too hard to detect that one, folks. Just look up.
Be observant.
Don't be a what are we calling these guys that are afraid to look up?
And to anybody who would try that,
anaphobiac.
To anybody who would try that, remember, the guy on the other side is holding a big metal object that would make a great swinging weapon.
Oh, wow.
So
don't
do it. Well, you know what? I don't like to play around at the gas pumps. I mean, a gas pump and a Bic lighter could be dangerous. So you don't want to play around at the pumps. And don't be an anaphobiac. Go ahead and look up and see if... that's people who are afraid to look up. Anaphobiac.
Hmm.
Is that something?
What do you mean look up?
I was going to find out what that was, but I was afraid to look it up. So
okay.
Well, we have a conundrum here. I just found out that Carlton is not near a phone.
Yeah, who needs him?
Yeah, that's right. We'll do our house here. I have something to say about him anyway. I have something to say that might make you sad. Oh yeah. And so anyway, Rick, what else you got in the scam department there?
Scam department? Well, I think I just scammed myself. I've got it here. We do have.
Speaking of scams, my wife said something brilliant the other day.
Really?
The phone rings and the caller ID pops up. We have it set up so that the caller ID pops up on the TV screen.
Right.
So when we're watching TV, we can see.
Yeah.
And she goes to answer it. Or I said, why aren't you going to answer that? And she goes, no. And I said, well, why not?
It's Marcus Welby.
And she says, because it's blocked. And ooh. I said, well, what does that mean? She says, I don't answer the phone to anybody who blocks caller ID, and I don't answer the door for anybody wearing a mask. And I thought, that's brilliant.
Yeah, that makes
it is the same thing.
Sense. Yeah,
Nina's
yeah.
a good one.
All right.
I do have a small business alert here.
Make it quick.
Okay. If you're a small business or store owner, you should know that the FBI has issued a warning about the use of signature pads rather than PIN numbers when customers use the new cards.
Hmm.
In most countries, chip cards have been in use for many years, and the use of pins is prevalent. The cards are actually known as chip and pin cards. Card numbers by themselves become worthless to crooks unless they also have the pin number, whereas signatures are easy to forge.
You know what I do for signatures? I want to tell you something, folks.
I already know this.
This is so sad. No one looks.
Right.
Whenever I have to go to the store and they say sign here for anything, I put dot, 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 dash, 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 dot, dot, dot.
S-O-S.
S-O-S.
S-O-S. S-O-S. And then I leave it right there. And they never look, they never check, they never ask, they never anything. And there is why we have to pay a little bit more attention to what we do out there in the world
merchants,
of scammers.
Merchants are encouraged to require consumers to enter their PIN for each transaction in order to verify their identity. If a consumer uses a signature, merchants should also ask to see an ID, photo ID, to verify the cardholder's identity. Wow. Okay. We're going to get those scammers right here. We're going to do it on our own.
All right. Well, here, let me ask you this.
Ask me anything.
Are you happy coming in here every Saturday?
You bet.
Yeah, me too. We'd like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. Your company is appreciated. And just a reminder, Reach offices will be closed for the Thanksgiving holiday. That would be Thursday and Friday, allowing the counselors a little more time for their families. And we hope that you, too, have a prosperous and happy holiday this November the 26th. That's right. We'd also encourage you to take a look at the Reach Radio Show website. That's reachradioshow.com. And you may listen to past shows or click on the email link there and drop us a line and just say whatever you want to say. That'd be good.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Okay, it's time to get into Our House, and this week's segment is brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. And Carlton is not joining us on the phone right now. I guess he's a nabophobiac. He's afraid to look up and answer, I guess.
That's
what a nabophobiac is. A nabophobiac.
Yes.
People who are afraid to look up.
Like A-N-A-B-O?
B-L-E. No, it's A-N-A-B-L-E. A nabophobiac.
A nabophobia. Accent on nabel. Which must mean looking up.
I thought it was afraid of belly buttons.
That's what I thought. It was a navel. Navel, not nabel. But, you know, a fear of looking up. And the reason we brought that in, because this segment we were going to talk about, it's fall. And what happens in fall? The leaves fall.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go into your
gutter.
So you have to look up to clean your gutters. And we were just going to talk about some tips about how to clean those gutters out. And it is a dangerous proposition there. Be careful if you're going to get up on the roof and do it that way. Have somebody up there with you that can hang onto your belt or something like that. So
by the way, you know the definition of autumn, right? That's fall's stripper name.
You mean over at Rachel's? I know her. Autumn, yes.
What happened to the cleaning of the gutters?
Oh, well that's his mind got into the gutter. and sweeping that out is going to take a pressure cleaner.
So what's the best way to clean a gutter? I mean, I've gone up on a stepladder, and even when you get in there and start taking the leaves out, many times I've discovered that the gutter itself is crammed with mud and junk.
Guck, yeah.
Yeah.
They do make a a hose with a hook on it. It's a long, a long metal hose, and it's got a curve on the end of it.
Really?
And you just stand by the gutter and you put that up there, turn a hose on, and it. But you know, I guess you have to go to Lowe's.
You know, there are professional gutter cleaners. They'll do it pretty quickly.
Is this a scam?
No, I hope not. No, they'll climb right up there and clean them out. It's not real expensive, and they do it a lot better than you'll do it, and it's safer.
So what's the big deal if you don't even clean up the gutters? Who cares?
They clog up.
And then what happens? The water runs over and comes down to the ground, just like it does with the gutter.
Well, the gutter is meant to keep your, for example, your plants, if you have plants up there.
The foundation of your house.
Foundation, right? It also erodes the soil. No, you need the gutter. You need to get that runoff put somewhere else. And you do need to clean them out.
Hmm. What if you don't have gutters?
That's your problem, son.
No. You don't have to. You're an ablephobiac if you don't have gutters because you don't want to look up.
Look up. Yeah.
All right. What else do we have to do to get ready for fall? I mean, fall's here. We know we got to clean up the gutters. And I know if Carlton were here, I got to tell you what Carlton's doing in a little bit. He has the excuse. It's okay. But I know that the season is here, and there's a lot of things you have to do to get your house ready for winter. And we already know that grass grows a little slower in the winter, so we don't have to worry about watering so much, but we do fertilize. But, folks, it's all about just keeping your house in good shape. Because why? Because that means your house will be worth more. And keeping the value of your home up is good. It keeps the value of the community good. It keeps the value of everything good. Not a bad thing to do, and it doesn't take that much to at least clean out your gutters.
Good time also to have your air conditioner checked out.
Right.
Tune that baby up. You don't want to have, as always, a broken AC in July.
Mm. Ooh.
This is a good time to check the air conditioner.
Yeah, I knew this guy that owned an air conditioning company one time, and he told me, he says, people are really strange. He said, if the air conditioning breaks, they can go without that. Mm-hmm. If the heater breaks, there's no way they're going without that.
Obviously, this is not Florida.
No. Well, hey, it gets into 30s here in Florida. But, I mean, what he was saying was is people would take food money and get their heater fixed before they would take food money and get their air conditioner fixed.
Hmm.
So just a point of interest there.
Will we get Carlton back next week?
Well, I can tell you that Carlton, let me get down here to one.
I want to know what his excuse was.
Yeah, what's his excuse?
Well, hang on here. Let me just get to the,
looking
it is.
Looking for your notes.
All right, here's the deal. There's a little note here. Emily and Blake.
Ah, of course.
Now, who in the heck is Emily and Blake? They are tying the holy knot of matrimony this Sunday afternoon. Guess who the proud father of the bride is?
It would be Carlton,
our very own pest control freak, Carlton Thompson. Congratulations to the family, and we hope that Emily and Blake have a long and prosperous and a happy life, too. By golly. All right, when we return, what are we going to do? You're looking for a new home? Well, we have some. Interest rates are still incredibly low. As a matter of fact, 2% and 3%. So if you're a vet, we'd like to thank you for your service and welcome to 100% financing.
Ain't got no home, I know later on. Ain't got no home, I know later on. I'm a lonely boy.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know later on. Ain't got no home, I know later on.
Ooh. Hey, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host, and housing heavy, here with a prodigious message for future homeowners. If you're planning on using FHA, HUD, and other government assistance programs, well, you must complete selected HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify for HUD assistance and receive big discounts from the banks and other approved lenders. Call the REACH counselors today and start your journey to home ownership. And if you're a vet, it's even better than you think. Welcome to 100% financing. We have a couple of vets. A loyal listener, Lloyd, was a vet, and he was listening one day to the show and said, "Well, I wonder." I love those words. I wonder. Mm-hmm. And he called REACH, and voila, we put him in a nice little apartment there, and he is a happy camper.
Also one in Belglade and Pahokee.
For vets. Vets. Right?
Yeah,
100% financing there, Mr. Vets. 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224. Call the good folks at REACH, and they will help you out and get you in to a 100% financed home if you are a qualifying veteran. And if you're a vet, you probably are qualified. REACH offers a comprehensive credit management workshop that teaches you how to deal with real credit issues, getting you back on a sound credit track. And they also provide, get this, free foreclosure and modification counseling. Mm-hmm. Free. You know why it's free? Because the government mandates that it's free. So if you hear anyone say, "Hey, we can modify your house for you, just give me this little deposit and we'll get right on that." Nope, red flag, don't do that. Our trained counselors deal with mortgage and finance companies every single day. REACH counselors know what the banks want even before they ask. That's because we work with the government agencies that make all the rules. Hello, we are HUD approved. Call our trained counselors right now and find out if you qualify for the many government assistance programs available to you. The toll-free number for REACH, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. Remember to press zero for the operator. Don't miss out. REACH out. And that brings us right up to this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her phone number, 561-351-8000, 561-351-8000. Pat Tracy and Associates has bundled a special home buying package just for REACH Radio listeners. The bundle has down payment assistance programs, along with some mortgage payment assistance, and many other government design programs to help, aid, and assist you in becoming a homeowner. Call Pat Tracy and Associates right now. And I mean that, right now. Go ahead, pick up the phone, call her. She's standing by. 351-8000, 561-351-8000, Pat Tracy and Associates. Give her a call. We'll see if we can't get you into a home.
By the way, one of the spotlight homes that was on the website,
right?
Gone. Haven't updated it yet, but I had the pleasure of going down to Hollywood on Friday, and the home that was on the website on 58th Street in Hollywood is sold. We met the new family. They're wonderful people, right. And they love their new home, and they got it a great deal on it.
Did they give her any, you know, it's Christmas time. Did Pat throw in any, they usually do.
There's always some kind of goodies attached.
Yeah. Loyal Lloyd got himself a brand new air conditioner.
Yeah.
All brand new appliances and everything. Because we have a REACH task force that goes in and takes these houses and refurb, I guess, would be the best word. Mm-hmm. And they put all new appliances in, and they fix the place up really nice. They paint the walls. They make sure everything's working and ready to go.
Inspections, termites, the whole thing. It's ready.
Yep. And then they even help you out with the financing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are we doing here, folks? 561-351-8000. Call Pat Tracy and Associates right now and see if we can't get you into your own home. 'Tis the season to be jolly. You know, they say a lot of homes don't get sold near Christmas. I don't think that's true. I think they sell a lot of homes during Christmas. Well, you're going to have to find out? Call Pat Tracy and Associate, 561-351-8000, and she'll tell you. All right, that's all the time left to us today, folks. We thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. Just a reminder again, REACH offices will be closed during Thanksgiving and reopen on Monday, November the 30th. And we encourage you to check out the REACH Radio Show website. That's reachradioshow.com. And take a look at all the archives and all that. And just another reminder, on the 29th of November, the Gulfstream Masonic Lodge has that all-you-can-eat breakfast. Bring in a toy and $2.50 for breakfast. You can't beat that. We'll see you next week, folks. Thanks for joining us.
I know phase wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.